He wants to raise taxes, but not for most of us. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in President Biden's budget plan for the next fiscal year. He'll give Congress on Thursday with a goal to make Medicare solvent through 2050.
The White House plans to propose a plan that would raise taxes on Americans making $400,000 and above, while also reducing what Medicare pays for some prescription drugs.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone, the proposed tax hike may be blocked by House Republicans. The GOP-led House is also investigating COVID's origins and have made public emails from key COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci showing he may have led the way and had final approval on a paper from scientists in February 2020 before the pandemic was declared, shooting down any theory that the virus leaked from a lab in China. Recent FBI and Energy Department assessments call the COVID lab leak likely yet another reason China's upset at us.
The U.S. needs to change its view of China or risk conflict and confrontation. The view of China's Foreign Minister Qin Gang. Qin, with a tailor-made analogy, viewing China as a primary rival is like putting the first button of your shirt in the wrong hole. It's similar to the unusually direct language used by President Xi Jinping on Monday, criticizing the U.S. for leading the West in encircling his country.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Four Americans still haven't been heard from since they were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico, a Friday in an area the U.S. tells us not to go to.
Their families left shaken by video that's widely circulating on social media. And so what you can see are men in bulletproof vests forcing the U.S. citizens into the back of a pickup truck. One woman is shoved into the flatbed while the limp bodies of two men appear to be dragged in beside her.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff there from South Carolina. One of them was going to Mexico to get cosmetic surgery, a tummy tuck. The FBI has a $50,000 reward for their return and arrests. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will go to Iowa later this week after a weekend speech in California as the Republican crosses the country promoting a new book, fueling speculation he'll run for president. DeSantis tells Fox he's targeting what he says is woke college culture.
With our public universities, we are eliminating these DEI programs, which are basically ideological indoctrination. They are racially discriminatory, and it's spread like wildfire throughout almost every college in the United States.
Today, Governor DeSantis will deliver a State of the State address as Florida's legislature starts a new session.
The state is now at least the third most populated, and more residents arrive continually. Florida's State Senate and House of Representatives are only part-time, and Republicans hold commanding leads in both chambers. Laws expected to be crafted this session include bills to allow permitless carrying of concealed firearms, to ban TikTok from government-owned devices, to prevent the use of critical race theory when devising school curricula, and to prevent abortions after the sixth week of pregnancy. The sessions run through May 5th. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
We'll get an assessment on the economy this morning from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell at the Senate. Tomorrow, he'll testify at the House facing questions about inflation and higher interest rates. Ahead of that, on Wall Street, stock futures not moving very much. A free agent NFL quarterback has picked a new team, Derek Carr, going to the New Orleans Saints.
The veteran QB agreeing to a four-year deal worth up to $150 million, according to multiple reports. The deal includes a fully guaranteed $60 million signing bonus. Carr, who will turn 32 later this month, spent 9 seasons with the Raiders, throwing for 217 touchdowns and 99 interceptions. But he's coming off his worst season since his rookie year and was released by Vegas last month after losing his starting job late in the season.
That is Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.